had a Jewish Passover. Who asks the questions of the host? The youngest. The youngest boy asks the four questions of the grandfather or father that's leading. So you might expect, typically in a Jewish setting, that the first guest would be the youngest, and then the host, and then the second honored guest. Now the server comes here, and three people typically ate out of a serving bowl. If you have more than that, you can't reach it. They didn't have plates like you're used to. You just ate from the serving bowl. So there would be three people. Let me try and show you here. Three people lying like this on their left elbow. If I'm the first honored guest, I'm looking out into space. Behind me is the host. He's looking at the back of my head. Behind him is the second honored guest who's looking at the back of his head. So if I'm carrying on a conversation, I'm talking like breakfast with a newspaper, right? When your wife's trying to get your attention. I'm talking and the person behind me is listening. Does that make sense? And we go all the way around. Now let's stop for a moment and ask, is it possible that that's the way Jesus and the disciples were at the Last Supper? Put Jesus here just for a moment. Who would be on his right as the first guest? John. He's the youngest, right? Also, the Bible says he leaned against Jesus' chest. So it's got to be John, because John leaned against Jesus' chest. If Jesus is on his left elbow, there's no way John could lean back against Jesus' chest unless he's the next person. Now, we don't know for sure then that it's that order, but if Jesus took the host place, that's where it would be. Who would be the second honored guest? Judas. Now, that struck me, because they dip out of the same bowl, yes? If that's true, and be careful, we're just doing, like I said, it's a tangent. It's not the heart of the teaching tonight. But if that's true, think of what Jesus was willing to do for that disciple. Make him the second honored guest at the Last Supper after he had already predicted the betrayal. I think there's something there that's pretty powerful in my way of thinking. Now, the last seat, way over at the end, this one, was the seat of the foot washer. Now, stop a moment. Who's in the foot washer seat if this is the way Jesus and the disciples were at the Last Supper? See, we traditionally have taught that they came to the Last Supper, they argued about who was going to be number one. That the Bible tells us. And because of that annoyance that they all wanted to be number one, nobody would wash anybody else's feet. Is that what you learned? Bible doesn't say that. Bible does not say no one washed feet. Personally, I buy the Jewish view that of course somebody washed feet. You wouldn't start the Passover without the washing. So just bear with me a minute. It says, during the meal, Jesus got up and began to wash feet. I could not find anywhere in the Bible where it says he did that because nobody had done it yet. He came to Peter. Jesus says, Peter, I'm going to wash your feet. Peter says, no, I should wash your feet. Why? Because Jesus is Messiah? Jesus is the great rabbi? Could be. Or could it be because Peter says, that's my place. I'm the foot washer. At least let your head go there for a minute. Jesus says, no, I'm going to wash your feet. And Peter says, no. And then Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you can't be part of my kingdom, more or less. That's not literal, but you can't be part of me. What does Peter say? Then, wash my head? Also, what is he saying? Do mikvah. I'll do mikvah. Wash all of me. Head, heart, and feet. Head, heart, hands, and feet. And Jesus says, no. You don't have to do that.